The University of Hawaii's student newspaper has a long history, a proud tradition, and some challenges when it comes to finances. Civil Beat's Courtney Teague is today's reality check. So, Courtney, tell us some more about the paper and its challenges these days.
Sure, Bill, and I'm especially glad to be here because I certainly wouldn't be talking to you if it weren't for my experience at Kaleo. So Kaleo was founded in 1922, and it's actually been working within basically the same budget since the 1980s. Kaleo is funded by a combination of advertising and mandatory student fees, and the last time those were increased was in the 80s, and since then, there's been a lot of inflation, costs have gone up, enrollment has decreased, so that's taken a hit too, and ad revenue has dropped from $300,000 to $100,000 because people have been kind of pulling out and don't see a return on their investment.
Well, the whole idea also of sort of newspapers and even at student newspapers, and really appreciate that shout out for student journalism as well. but that's changed so much since the 80s. And I know Kaleo has been trying to do some things with it, putting some investment into this mobile app, for instance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it has put a lot of resources into its mobile app and into its website, too. So they have a lot of really cool features on there, stuff I would have loved when I was a student, for example. Bus times, you can even register for classes, in addition to, of course, accessing Kaleo content and other student media programs. So they have poured a lot of resources into that, and unfortunately, some of the things that have kind of fallen by the wayside are staff and content, but now they're looking to circle back and beef that up.
And so when it comes to also, I mean, I realize it's a student organization and all of that, but I'm just thinking, for example, KTUH, civilians listen to that in terms of this the web and the mobile app. If you live in Manoa, there's a lot of great information that's applicable there. Are they thinking of reaching out in terms of their funding base a little bit, thinking a bit more broadly maybe?
Well, we don't know that, but we do know that they're hoping this increase in student fees will be able to fund a little more initiatives for them. For example, they're trying to expand their video desk, their web desk. There's aging equipment, and, you know, students want to work with the best because Kaleo is really real-world training.
And we appreciate that as well. Well, Courtney, thanks for the reality check. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Courtney Teague, who's an intern at civilbeat.org and an alum of Kaleo.